T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Monday edition of Sports Talk, and good afternoon to you and yours, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Scott Alexander at Master Control. You're going to hear plenty from LSU coach Ed Orgeron today at SEC Media Days. Mike, you're going to have to help me out with the pronunciation of the last name of our first guest, Rachel Barubo? Barubo. Retired sportscaster and founder of I'm Changing the Narrative. And Mike, it was something that we were talking about on Friday off the air regarding the Richard Sherman news and what he's dealing with. And
I knew who to get.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel, and he went right and got her.
Rachel, for a lot of people, remember Rachel. She was in the news media business in the Deep South, covered the SEC, got her own. I think she may have been the second woman to have her own radio show on Sirius. She was the host, and that's how we started to know one another. And a couple years back, she made a decision that I think my life leads me in this direction and helping out people. And she'll go from school to school and also individually to help people out who are having depression issues, maybe social issues, people having troubles in the world, and trying to get them some help, and having them understand that they're not the only ones in that boat. And she does a fabulous job, certainly one of the best in the business in what she does today.
I think it's more prevalent amongst athletes than maybe we're thinking about. So we're going to talk about that with Rachel in a little bit. Also, Ed Orgeron on the hot seat, we'll kick that around as well. He's Mike, I'm Christian. We're going to step away a little early. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, and Mike, every summer is the time of year where reporters have to, and guys that write for national publications, they, you know, the hot seat, the greatest at each position in the NFL, all these lists come out, right? Well, Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports basically ranked all the college coaches 0 through 5 on a hot scale, right? How hot is the seat underneath them? 0 being untouchable to a high of 5, which is, hey, you win or you're fired. So he has, Dennis Dodd has Coach O, not necessarily on the hot seat, but he has him as a 4 on a hot seat scale. Must start improving is what Dennis Dodd says. I don't think he's on a hot seat. We forget, he's only, now this will be 2 seasons removed from winning a national title.
All I know is he knows it better than anyone, because I've talked to him about it. He got to win. You know, he's got to win. Expectations are there for him not to be a 500 team, to win double digits. And okay, and you got to compete. You know who you're fighting for the top spot, and that's Alabama in the SEC West. Texas A&M, a really good defensive team. Be interesting this year. Without Kellen Mond, how well all that sort of jives together. You lost a really good bunch along that offensive line. That was a good offensive line for the Aggies last year. And how that all pieces together. But, you know, Ed knows as well as anybody. He got to win. Come on, they ain't paying you $7.5 million to be a 500 coach. They paying you to win and win big. And he knows it as well as anyone. I agree with you. It's not necessary. And all this stuff about comparing him to Larry Coca. Come on. Larry Coca took on a Miami, a Florida team that had been a dynasty team. and he wrecked the Mercedes, okay? LSU was kind of hidden down that path with Les. You could see that the program was starting to decline. But has it affected their recruiting? The answer is no. And you just look at what's happened over the last month at LSU. They have gotten four verbal commitments. One of the top kickers in the country, and Nathan Dibert from Michigan. Fitzgerald West Jr., who would play defensive line, offensive line, probably be a center guard at LSU, from Lafayette Christian, who Alabama was after. They were able to get him. DeMario Tolan from the Orlando, Florida area. About a half dozen SEC schools were after him. And then today, with Trevante Citizen, one of the top backs in the South, the number two rated back in the state of Louisiana, four-star recruit, three really good ones in the state. Be interesting to see what happens with ATN now, you know, because the top two, one's going to Alabama, the other one's going to LSU. What happens with him? Does he end up following the footsteps of his brother? But it hasn't affected that. You know, one thing with Ed, man, he comes out of the vortex of the tornado, you know, and his hair is still in place. Man, he's fought through it a number of times throughout his career, and he comes out the other side. And I think this is going to be a really good LSU team. I wondered last year, not so much about the team, as how they handled success. Okay? You lose the eye of the tiger. Everything's going to be fine. Look what happened last year. You don't have the same guys. You lost the eye of the tiger, from the head coach to the assistant coaches to the players. You got humbled. You got kicked in the head a few times last year. And so I think that you got a team that's very determined. I do believe that first game is critical. You got to beat UCLA. You're a better team than them. Beat them out on the West Coast, and then you got a stretch of games. You can piece it together. And this defense, especially defensive line secondary, it's got a chance to be awfully good. And you couldn't say that last year because you had lost a ton of people, and a ton of people early to the NFL draft, and also coaching. Man, coaching matters. Oh, everybody, oh, Dave Aranda, he's getting paid too much. All I know is, wouldn't you have wanted Dave Aranda last year? You know, and man, I think the world of Steve Ensminger, but Joe Brady was a big part of 2019. You cannot take the eraser off of that. And so be interesting this year with Durante Jones as the defensive coordinator, and Pete's at offensive coordinator, and how that works out, how quickly it works out with the guys. But Ed knows us better than anybody. He is expected to win, and not no six games. You know, it's double digits.
Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Is Coach Ed Orgeron on the hot seat after going 5-5 this past year during the pandemic? And Mike, rightly or wrongly, I kind of cut everybody a little bit of a break when it comes to judging their success or their lack of success during the pandemic, because there were so many things that those schools dealt with. I mean, no out-of-conference games in particular. So that 5-5 could have been 7-5 had they been able to play some non-conference games. Yeah, and it's a big difference.
But that team, even 7-5.
No, I get it.
That would have been disappointing for LSU fans. And it was how you were getting beat. It's the same thing over and over and over again. I went to see him before the Ole Miss game. It was the week leading to Ole Miss. And he gave me a number, and I think at that time, he told me it was 58 plays defensively that gave up over 20 yards or more. Mm-hmm. Christian, 58. That's unacceptable anywhere, much less at LSU.
I was blown away when Coach Ed Orgeron admitted his mistake. I mean, he hired both Scott Linehan and the name escapes me from
Bo Pelini.
He hired him on the spot without even interviewing him. Without going, I mean, because of the pandemic, and he admitted that was a mistake.
No, come on, you can't sit in the back of the limo, okay? And he took full responsibility for it. But again, Christian, I think you know, we see it in the world we live in. I see it in the business world too. Somebody gets a little bit of a success, okay, and it kind of trickles down to the people that you work with and everything else. Come on, you think it's all going to be easy again, and it's not.
Never is.
It's the struggle. And why businesses survive, why a team like Alabama survives, is because they can compartmentalize. They put aside what happened last year. It's all about this year. Man, you can't do nothing about last year. It's over with. But you can do something about today and tomorrow. And I give Nick a lot of credit. He has been able to sell that to 18, 19, 20-year-olds and a coaching staff that Nick knows every time he walks in that room, most of those guys are looking for a trampoline to jump to the next big job.
Mm-hmm.
They're using it. So he's somehow been able to be bulletproof with that. But Ed and I weren't bulletproof last year. And it's a learning experience when you get your teeth kicked in like they did.
All right, let's break before our next guest, Rachel Barabo, retired sportscaster, founder of I'm Changing the Narrative. Talking about mental health and athletes. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we were supposed to get Rachel Barabo. I forgot the lightning strike. Not the lightning strike. The Entergy issue with an animal going into one of the service areas has caused a power outage in downtown New Orleans in this area, and now our phones are not working. So we're unable to take your calls right now and get guests on. So we apologize for that. LSU coach Ed Ogeron, we're going to hear plenty from him here in just a second. He talks about a number of things, Mike. You know how they do this in the opening press conference. They say hello, and they talk about their offensive line, their quarterbacks. They talk about the entire position group, if you will. But this one on Derek Stingley from Coach O.
In America, one of the top players coming back has become a tremendous leader for us.
Derek Stingley going to SC Media Days as well. Mike, what do you think the year he's going to have? What do you think? What kind of year do you think he's going to have?
He's top of the rung good if he's healthy. Last year he was not healthy. And but boy, you saw as a freshman how well he matched up one-on-one downfield. It was unbelievable. He's as good a matchup cover cornerback as I've seen at LSU. Now, Tyron played all over the board because people, oh, what about Tyron? Tyron played safety, linebacker, cornerback. Tyron played across the board in what he did. You look at matchup corners, he's in that same area code as Patrick Peterson. He's that good. He's got great size, great length. You can't teach ball skills. He's got it, top rung of the ladder, tremendous athlete, And I know he went this offseason and spoke to Tyrann Mathieu about being a leader. And Tyrann was, it's not all about being vocal. Go out there and do it. And they see you doing it, you know, and they won't follow. But if they're healthy and you look at that combination that they have with Elias Ricks and with Stingley, Cardale Flott will play in the slot. McLaughlin, I thought, was probably most improved defensive player in the secondary. We saw it in the spring game. He was terrific. And so, man, if Stingley stays healthy, he is one of the best, if not the best, defensive players in college football.
Do you think he expands his role on offense?
I think you may see a little. Won't see a lot, but I think you'll see a little. I think the one area, Christian, where we will see a freshman or maybe two make a difference is that wide receiver. They had a big class, four freshmen, and then certainly Besh, who is a flex tight end, that can come in and help you. We saw last year Kayshawn Boutte step in, freshman, terrific. I remember Jamar Chase coming in as a freshman, and he started more than half the games at wide receiver. I think you're getting a better group of freshmen receivers coming in because of 7-on-7 and their workouts, and they're knowing how to hit the spot, make the cut, the turn real sharp. And so I think that that's an area where you'll see a couple of freshmen make a big difference for this football team. And there's an opening. And remember last time we had Coach on, he said, don't be surprised, we go to five wide.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, one thing I do pretty good, I listen. He didn't say that just to tell you. He's telling you before it happens that that's what they have plans to do sometimes, go five wide out.
Look, if they're going back to run Joe Brady's style of offense, we're going to see all kinds of stuff. Here's Coach O talking about the quarterback battle between Max Johnson and, of course, Miles Brennan.
Obviously, on offense, we got to battle a quarterback. I think it's healthy for a football team. I believe in both quarterbacks. Miles Brennan and Max Johnson, I think, are two championship quarterbacks. Whoever wins is going to do a great job at LSU. It's going to be a great battle. We're going to see what happens.
That'll be the headline from camp. That'll be the number one headline.
No question about it. No question. But again, when we had what it was last week, we had Coach Owen, and he said, hey, listen, we know who's going to be the guy. In essence, he said, we'll know. In essence, I think he knows. Just like in any quarterback battle, I think if it's with the Saints, if it's at LSU, somewhere else, that head coach has a real good idea who that guy is. He's got to tell media, fans, whatever, it's an open battle. But in the back of his mind, he knows. He's got a feeling who that guy is.
I think he was also speaking to the film won't lie. Like, it'll be obvious to everybody, to every player, to every coach on that team of who the better quarterback is. Whether it's Max Johnson, Miles Brennan, we'll see. But I think what he was also saying there is we're not going to go in there, and you hear Sean Payton talk about this all the time. Going into any position competition with preconceived notions or evaluations based on him when they were coming out in the draft, any of those, see it first. Sean talks about that all the time. Don't judge things. Yeah, a vision, exactly.
He wants a vision. And I think Ed, in the spring, saw a vision, and he saw a vision after the season. One of the things he made open about was that he wanted that offense to look like Joe Brady's offense of 2019. So they go to Joe and say, hey, give us somebody that could run that offense. And he suggested Jake. I think he can run it.
But is he as good a play caller as
well, we'll find Brady. Out. Because that Bobby and I have talked about this a ton, about that's a gift to be a play caller.
Yeah.
I could call that play. Yeah, right. It is a gift to be able to think ahead a couple plays. And even talking to Coach Insminger about it, he was always, I'm like thinking like a play or two ahead of time. And Joe treated every down like it was 1st and 10. You know, it wasn't 4th and 1. It was 1st and 10 every down.
Right.
That reminded me so much of the guy that lived not far from me who just passed away, Joe Clark. Joe was like that. And he learned that from Paul Brown and Lindy and Fonnie. And that was one of the things he always felt. Third and two means nothing to me. I treat it like first and 10. Joe Brady treated every down like it was first and 10. And let's go after it. Let's be aggressive. And that doesn't mean you're not going to run the football, but it means you're treating it like it's first and 10, not second and three, third and one. And I know Joe would say the most aggressive moments as a play caller in 2019 was a short yardage play. And they thought we were going to run it. Fake the run, play action.
Over the top.
Joe toes it over the top.
Yeah, look, and that's who does that remind you of? That guy over there at 5800 Airline Drive. There's so many times.
Sean's the exact same way.
Especially if you follow the Saints, when they're on the plus side of the 50 going in and they got a second and one, man, you recognize a shot play is likely coming.
The other thing, too, with Joe, and he brought this up to me before the 2019 season, we were on that Tiger Tour, was that I really want to run the football. Because he says there's a certain physicality to that that you have to have. And you can't just start running it in the fourth quarter. Like he said, I see all these people on social media and all right. Oh, well, a ton of those runs are in the fourth quarter when you got a lead. So he says, okay, if it's first and 10 and we run three times and gain 6 yards and I got to punt it, guess what? That don't do me anything. We have to establish the run early in a football game and get that physicality going. He said, you know, the average fan, or he says now they have all these metric guys, that this and that and everything else. And the running game is not a residual of the passing game. He said, in essence, they go hand in hand. And you got to be able to run it when you need to and have to. And he brought that up. Okay, if you didn't run it in the first and second quarter, okay, we got a 10-point lead. Let's run out the clock. Guess what? Defense stops you. You've taken time off the clock, but they got the ball back. But he says, again, it's explaining to people that all of a sudden that running game just doesn't come together. That takes a little bit of wear and tear. And all I know is in the fourth quarter, if you've run the football 19, 20 times, and then you start running it late, especially, you hear that air come out of them.
Especially if you're the Tennessee Titans and you got that big old rascal to hand a ball off to, and Derrick Henry.
Listen, I do a lot of stuff with the Titans Network throughout the years, and all I'm telling you is you could see it game to game. And it wasn't because Derrick Henry ran the ball five times for 30 yards in the first half. It was because he wore them down. Now, you try to tackle that big horse at 250 pounds in the fourth quarter, and he's run it 22 times.
He'll hurt your feelings, man. I mean, there's a number of guys.
No, he's going to hurt you.
Yeah, but he stiff-armed several of them to the point to where it looked like he was tackling them. I mean, almost like a forklift.
Christian, crazy thing is to meet him up close and personal. Okay, this was a guy that was a Class A 100, 200-meter sprint champion. Now, I don't care what classification you are. If you're a sprint champion in Florida, 100, 200-meter dash, you one fast cat.
Mm-hmm.
And you put, okay, that 250 pounds on him. Okay, how many 185-pound dudes are coming up and trying to tackle him high? Man, you try to get high on him, he'd stick that arm in your chest and just roll over you. Now, a lot of guys will go low on him. And so he learned, and he told me from Eddie George, of how to shift around almost what he called the debris on the area and to get around people.
If you go watch closely, if you watch enough of defenders trying to tackle him, you'll notice some making business decisions and going, I'm going to give the old college try, but I'm not going head first.
And some make that business decision in the second quarter.
Right.
We're not talking about fourth quarter. Right. They made that business decision in the second quarter, and I think they're one of the most intriguing teams this year. Now, with A.J. on one side, because A.J. Brown is a terrific football player. Now you got Julio Jones and Derrick Henry. One of the things you saw a lot was teams play extra people in the box. Now, you best pick your poison now. Because if Julio is healthy and A.J. is healthy and you got Derrick in the backfield, man, you put that extra cat in the box, they throwing it over the top on you. And so now it's going to be interesting. My thing with it, can they get a pass rush? Because last year when they signed Clowney, man, I just wondered, because he hadn't really done that. He had been a decent player with the Texans, but he was not a great pass rusher. He didn't do squat last year. And Vic Beasley did less than squat. They cut him loose, and he ended up with the Las Vegas Raiders. If they can get a pass rush, they are going to be in the fight, because they're going to put some points up. And as we talked about, you making that decision, do you want to meet up with that big man in the gap?
I wouldn't. I don't care if I'm 250 myself. He's a violent runner.
You know, we took a look at it. Pete Jenkins told me this. He said, Mike, name me the linebackers in the NFL that are bigger than Derrick Henry. And I said, I don't think there are any.
DeMario Davis is big, but he's not.
He ain't that big.
No.
So he says, you know, a lot of these guys now, because it's so much nickel and dime, you're playing smaller linebackers. And if he cuts that corner, you one-on-one, you better somehow get low on him. Because if you tackle him high or try to, you in for a ride.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron at Media Day today loves the experience of his team.
Obviously, we're excited about this season. We've got a lot of guys returning. We've got an experienced team. We have a very good team, a very good coaching staff coming back.
You know what gets lost too, Mike, from that national championship run? Man, they lost a lot of guys at important positions. They were really young last year.
Leaders.
Yeah.
Okay, those guys, when they were at LSU, hey, they weren't hoisting that national championship. They had been through some difficult times. They had took some tough losses. Man, you think about that bowl game loss to Notre Dame. They beat them everywhere but on the scoreboard. Okay, but it's an L. You didn't win at the end where you should have. And I blame Ian Book for that. Notre Dame was beat. Wimbush, he wet the diaper that day. Ian Book won the game for Notre Dame, made some great throws, also sprinted around the pocket and gained a little bit. And they didn't have Arden Key, who had made a business decision, I'm not going to play. And you think about that game against Troy, and you get beat. Those guys had been through that experience. These young guys, man, we're going to play at LSU, national champs. Going to be easy again. No, you lost the eye of the tiger. You lost your hunger. And guess what? It's a trickle down. Coach, coaching staff, everybody, all involved. You didn't have that focus like you did in 2019. And this is human nature. You on top the mountain.
That's why I admire guys like Brady and Breeze that can keep that intensity for as long as they did. And the sacrifice that it takes to get to that spot, you know, to be one of the best to ever play. And I know this is a little bit off subject, but I think I'm driving home the point that it's hard to maintain that level of focus for that many years, especially for college kids who don't
19, 20 yeah, years old, 18 years
they
old.
They don't understand what that's about. They have no concept of that.
You know, all I know is I saw them play on TV last year. Look at what they were doing. Well, those guys are playing in the NFL today.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You talk about Jefferson. Joe Burrow was a game changer. Lloyd Cushenberry, the leadership Lloyd brought to that offensive line, Rashard Lawrence, Delpit, can go on and on. There was so much, not only talent you lost, but the leadership and the experience of having been beat in critical games. That those guys didn't have a lot of that. Many of them were backup players or didn't play at all or were redshirt freshmen or just freshmen altogether, and you had hard-headed coaches. Okay, Bo didn't want to adjust.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it my way. Okay, and that admits, hey, listen, I made the mistake. Scott Linehan wasn't the right fit. Wasn't the right fit at LSU, and so
when they hired him, I just found it.
I never understood that. I really did. I'll be honest, and I told that to Coach. I didn't understand it, but whatever.
I can understand Pelini. I can understand it, because
there was a lot of people that now would swear, oh, I wasn't for it. No, they were the biggest backers of Bo Pelini. Because you know what they remembered? When he was here last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he was here last.
Yeah, I could understand that thinking. But when the Scott Linehan decision came out, I said, that just doesn't sound like
the other thing, too, Christian, I think, and he's done a good job with. I'm not saying 60-year-old men don't understand an 18, 19, 20-year-old. But it's a difference if you're in your 30s and 40s. You have a better relationship with those young men. Your experiences are similar, or in that same range, to bring in an Andre Carter who played the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Bill Johnson, but, Bill was a longtime coach and really did a good job. But man, you talk about a guy playing the NFL. Okay, I played 9 years in the NFL, so to speak. So you got that on the resume. Durante Jones, who has bounced around the college football world, but, he was with the Vikings, secondary coach. And now bringing in Jake to help out. And we heard, I think, the most significant soundbite since I've been here. Brad Johnson saying, my son Jake was not coming to LSU. And then Jake Peets started recruiting him, and he changed his mind, and LSU became the school.
That tells you a lot.
That tells you a lot.
He's Mike. I'm Christian. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Kate was like, I told Coach O hello for you. All he wanted to do was...
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back here on Sports Talk. Mike and Christian, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control. I would say taking your calls, but our phone lines are down, so trying to remedy that quickly. What'd you say? All right, Coach O at LSU Coach Ed Orgeron at SEC Media Days. He spoke today, talked a lot about his offensive line.
Austin Deckless is going to break the record for most games played by any LSU football player this year. But he was instrumental in getting our whole offensive line to come back. I could have brought a whole offensive line back here. They're a tremendous group of young men.
You think that's going to be an area of strength for LSU up front?
It better be. They were as soft as toilet paper last year. Come on, they were
good. One ply or two.
What's that?
One ply or two.
Well, I'll give them two ply, but still they were soft. Man, they got pushed around all over the place. You had no running game. A lot of times you saw linemen getting pushed into the back of the backfield. My thing is the physicality. I do know one thing, Coach, they got now, and this is nothing against James Craig. I thought in 2019 he did a really good job with that offensive line. You might say, oh, well, he had Burrow and all those other guys. Only thing is I know that Burrow had time to throw and Clyde had holes to run through. And you didn't see that last year. They were just not a physical unit, but the guy that got coaching them now, all I'm telling you is you're going to see a little bit different ump in the stump. I mean, they're going to get at it. And I'm interested in Cameron Waugh, who's going to take over at left tackle, because that's an area where you got little to no depth, and the depth you have has got zero experience.
So that's an area you hope that the injury bug doesn't bite. Coach O going on to talk about the changes offensively for his team.
I love the mindset of this football team and the leadership of the football team. A couple of things on offense. We brought back Jake Peets and DJ Mangus to run Joe Brady's offense in 2019, one of the most prolific offenses in the history of football, and that's what we're going to.
We were talking about this a little earlier in the hour about Jake Peets. Yeah, he's off the Joe Brady tree, which is off the Sean Payton tree. But Joe Brady had a knack in 2019 of knowing exactly when to call what play. I mean, it was tremendous.
But none of us knew that when the year started.
Yeah.
I mean, it was we'd give Joe some yang from time to time. Hey, when you going to get wash Sean's car? Or when you going to get donuts? You know, and so he got to the point when he'd walk off the field, he'd kind of roll around Bobby and I. And so when he gets to LSU, he was like, no more donuts and car wash stuff now. But he had a knack for it. He really did, and he was smart. He worked with Steve hand in hand, but he also had a great orchestra leader. Man, Joe made it all work.
All right, that's a wrap for hour one. Coming up next hour, more of me and Mike and some audio from LSU Ed Orgeron at the SEC Media Days, along with perhaps Derek Stingley. I want to get to
Giannis. Definitely Derek Stingley. Yeah. He's a stud player.
I want to get to, though, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Wait till you hear what he said. I played it for Mike earlier before Sports Talk. If you want to have your kids listen to this, if there's an athlete in your family, young athlete, listen to what the Greek freak has to say. That's coming up next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.